This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 26th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, making sure a new concert hall in central Illinois is tuned up. Also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar calls the conviction and sentencing of George Ryan a great tragedy for Illinois. Edgar says we're seeing the repercussions of the Ryan scandal in the current gubernatorial campaign and likely will for a long time to come. Both Governor Rod Blagojevich and Judy Bartopinka have tried to tie one another to the Ryan administration in campaign ads. But Edgar says former Governor Ryan's crimes were a rarity in this day and age.
Crossing the line into doing anything dishonest, I think, is much rarer today in Illinois politics than perhaps 50 years ago. And so when something like this happens, I find it just a terrible, terrible thing. And, I feel sorry for the Ryan family, but I feel sorry for the state of Illinois. It's just unfortunate that we had to go through something like this.
Edgar says most elected officials, even those he has philosophical differences with, are committed to doing the right thing. Ryan served as Secretary of State under Edgar. Former Governor Edgar is now with the U of I's Institute of Government and Public Affairs. A veteran U of I administrator will take the top post at South Dakota State University. The school in the town of Brookings has hired David Shequin as its 19th president. Shequin is the University of Illinois' Vice President for Technology and Economic Development. He's a South Dakota native and a South Dakota State graduate. Shequin's also been the U of I's Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs. He came to Urbana 27 years ago, joining the faculty after he got his doctorate in Ag Economics from the U of I. In a release, Shequin said he owes his successes to the people he's met in his work with the university, and he calls the prospect of heading South Dakota State exciting. He takes office next New Year's Day. A fire that broke out in a house in Champaign's Garden Hills neighborhood claimed the life of a young boy last night. Champaign fire officials say they arrived at a one-story home on Hedge Road last night to find flames coming from a bedroom and heavy smoke pouring out the open front door. The mother and two of her children had already gotten out of the house safely, but a three-year-old boy was still inside. Firefighters found him and brought him out, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are withholding the child's name until all of the family is notified. The Rantoul Township High School Board has approved a new two-year teacher's contract on a 4-2 vote. Teachers themselves approved the contract last week. The ratification votes wind up months of negotiations. School Board President Mary Bolser says the final agreement isn't satisfying to either side, but she says it's better than the strike that was threatened by the teachers' union. Details of the new contract are still under wraps, but the administration and union want to issue a joint statement later. The gathering for a public hearing last night on Urbana's proposed rental registration program was made up of about one-third supporters and two-thirds opponents. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Most landlords who spoke at the hearing were against having to pay a fee to register their rental property with the city. Central Illinois Apartment Association board member Steve Witsit says the fees, plus their impact on capitalization, could add up to an unfair financial burden, and he gave some examples.
The Town and Country Apartments, which is 618 units, your fee program will cost $7,500 in fees to that landlord and reduce the value by over $100,000.
Meanwhile, supporters said the registration fees were needed to expand rental inspections, including duplexes and single-family homes. Georgia Morgan argued the issue boils down to the city's need to have a complete record of rental properties so it can check them for safety issues like overcrowding.
Urbana has occupancy ordinances for a reason. Properties need to be inspected on a regular basis, not just when floors collapse from the weight of the tenants.
Mayor Laurel Pressing says a final version of the rental registration proposal could come before the Urbana City Council in November or December. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Young people in Hoopston say financial difficulties, stress, and drugs and alcohol are daily pressures on them, but they're willing to work on solutions. That was the gist of a student survey that students generated as part of an outreach project that began earlier this year. The rural Vermilion County town is among many fighting economic problems and other factors that lead to teenage dropouts and crime. Last night, students held a town hall meeting to get input from adults. And one of those students, Alice Ellsworth, says those who expressed an interest in helping out will be asked to follow through.
We had all the people say their names and stuff like that, and that was also a key point to be able to contact them also so we'd know who they were and what they were coming from.
Some have already pledged their help, including Mayor Bill DeWitt, who appointed a Mayor's Youth Council of Student Advisors.
I'll be there for you all the time. And when you have your meetings, I want to know about it. I want to be there. And I will be. And I will support you.
The town hall meeting stemmed from an outreach project WILL began with the Hoopston Area Schools on engaging rural young people who are fighting outside pressure and low expectations to succeed. Passenger rail service along Illinois' eastern edge will grow at the end of next month. Amtrak says a second train connecting Chicago and Carbondale will run for the first time October 30th, and it'll be called the Saluki. Right now, people have a choice of two trains between Champaign and Chicago each day. Amtrak's Mark Maglieri says that'll grow to three, with the new Saluki stopping in Champaign every mid-morning.
Our anticipation is that overall we'll see an increase in ridership on all the state-supported lines in Illinois because it's more likely people will find a train running when they need it to instead of having to readjust their schedule to match that of the train.
The new train is one of four that Amtrak is adding in Illinois. Now the state has boosted its subsidy for the service, which also funds the current Illini train through Champaign. Two more will run through Chicago and St. Louis, and another will go between Chicago and Quincy. The Saluki will also stop in Gilman, Rantoul, Mattoon, and Effingham. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The renovated old consistory building in downtown Bloomington, that's now the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, has more than just a new paint job, equipment, and seats. Illinois Public Radio's Charlie Schlenker reports from Normal that the sound ought to be better, too, with state-of-the-art amplifiers and a more subtle system that's supposed to fill holes in the sound pictures that musicians paint.
Three men plump down comfortably in the middle rows of the 1,200-seat concert hall in downtown Bloomington and close their eyes, the better to hear and talk about the imaging of the performance coming from the Illinois Wesleyan University Chorus.
I like it a little wider than the first.
Right, exactly.
Just a little wider than the first.
Right. Well, that's pretty wide right now. That's too much.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
They're acoustical designers from Jaffe Holden, the firm hired to tinker with and refine the sound of the renovated performance space in the old Bloomington Consistory. Russell Cooper, president of the firm, says the bones of the 85-year-old hall are good. Thick masonry walls prevent leaks of sound in or out. But Cooper says it's a low-volume space designed for theater, not the concerts coming to the renovated hall.
Sometimes when halls are wide, such as this hall is a little wide, or the surfaces are not quite as conducive that you would want for reflecting sound, normally the sound would hit a wall and it would get to you within a certain time period. And if that's a long time period, then the sound is a little weak.
Cooper says there are two ways to make a hall livelier. Raising the ceiling 30 feet to make the space physically bigger was not an option. The second method is something Jaffe Holden does all over the world, using sound enhancement. Microphones over the stage pick up the sound of the musicians and send it to a computer processor, and then, Cooper says, to more than 100 speakers everywhere in the hall. Unless you look hard, though, you won't see the speakers.
When it's done correctly, visually, it matches the orchestra on stage, and if you hear it from a loudspeaker, then we haven't really done our job.
The enhancement reduces time lags and changes reverberation to make the hall sound more intimate. Cooper listens for what he calls colors of sound. Is it warm? Is it enveloping? Using those terms and others like a palette of speakers begs the question, is this an art or a science? Scott Leonard of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, installed the audio enhancement system Jaffe Holden is tuning. He says it's a little bit of both.
You actually have to have a feel and the ear for it, because since we can tune systems now to sound pretty much what we like, it becomes somewhat subjective, and what do you like? Everybody likes something different than their sound.
But the acousticians can quantify even subjective considerations, and decreasing the delay in the sound can seem to make even something as substantial as a sound-killing balcony disappear for those sitting under it. The hall actually has two different sound systems, the enhancement system and a more standard amplification rig for roadhouse acts. Standing in the foyer of the hall with the orchestra in the background, Rodney Stickrod, the technical director for the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, says even the lobby public address speakers have processing to aim the sound and make it intelligible instead of muffled by lots of bounces off hard marble surfaces.
It's very impressive, the sound quality that we're getting out of the building. It's exciting to me to see an old building like this to be preserved because they generally were designed more acoustically closer to perfect than some of the things that are currently being built even.
All this equipment cost the city of Bloomington $750,000, a significant chunk of the overall renovation price. But cultural district leaders felt it was money they had to spend. Professional audio man Scott Leonard says he recently did sound for a group called the Four Lads at a music festival, and one of the members looked at all the equipment and commented they used to do shows with one microphone, and nobody expected to hear them all that well.
But because the technology's changed, everybody with their iPods, and they've got surround sound in their car, and they have all these different presets and at home, their expectations are a lot higher. When people come to see a show, they expect good sound.
So half of the first are under the reflector, right, and half of them are under the ceiling.
Right, so the first are just on the line. You'd have enough coming up to kick up here, probably.
You wouldn't lose too much. And there's a heck of a gap there, right, Steve, to the first ceiling.
Up in the balcony, the Jaffe Holden specialists are wrinkling their noses at a muddy picture produced by the Illinois Wesleyan Symphony Orchestra used as a test. A gap between one of the panels of the new orchestra's shell and the theater wall is preventing the woodwinds from hearing other sections of the group. Jaffe Holden's fix is moving the orchestra back about 10 feet off the brand new $40,000 stage extension built to bring the orchestra closer to the audience. That brings a wry look to the face of technical director Rodney Stickrod.
It's a little bit of it's actually there also for the Passion Play. The Passion Play is planning on using it, so it will get used. It probably won't get as used as much as we had thought initially.
After all the tuning and tinkering, Jaffe Holden President Russell Cooper says he hopes people will hear a warmer, richer music than before and be amazed at not only the volume of an orchestra, but the sensitivity of it.
Whereas before, it might have been just a mass of sound and, you know, just play through it. Now you could really take it down to pianissimo, double pianissimo, really hear the nuances, the subtlety, and the soft beauty of the music that the composer wanted, because now the hall is part of the instrument.
With acoustic enhancement, Cooper says the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts may sound as good as Orchestra Hall in Chicago. Cooper says musicians will even take some time to adjust themselves to the striking difference between a vaudeville-type theater and a concert hall. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Bad day in the forecast today, but we do have a chance of rain moving in as early as after midnight tonight in northern Illinois and tomorrow through much of the rest of the two-state area. Mike Sola in the weather office says mostly sunny today and highs between 70 in eastern Indiana and near 80 in southern Illinois. For tonight, in northern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers after midnight. Elsewhere, still clear to partly cloudy and lows between 50 and 56. For tomorrow, in northern and central Illinois and Indiana, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving. In the south, still partly sunny, and highs ranging from 63 in northwest Illinois to near 80 degrees in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 26th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.